B-Pod Studios.
Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa.
The Get Up Crew.
Waking your ass up.
Getting you going.
Only on Hot 96.9.
On the Facebook page, we asked what's the strangest request that a boss has asked of you. And you can answer us on the Get Up Crew Facebook page, or you can call us up here, 833-973-0969. Hi, Kevin.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's good up, morning, man? What's your story?
All right, so random request from my boss. I used to work at a car dealership about 5 years ago, and there was nothing to do. It was super slow, but he threw me the keys to a used car on the lot, and he was like, hey, I need you to do me a favor. And I was like, what's up? He asked me to take one of the used cars, go pick up his girlfriend at their house, take his girlfriend to her baby daddy's house to pick up her son, and bring them back to the dealership because he was afraid to meet her baby daddy.
Oh my god!
And he didn't even tell her that I was going over there.
You just showed up.
And she's like, where's Dave? And I was like, what do you mean, where's Dave?
Who the hell are you?
I was like, he sent me to come get you and to, you know, do all this other stuff. And she was like, why didn't he come? And I was like,
scared.
I don't know. He didn't give me an answer to that question.
That's great. That's a great way to, for a few things. It's a great way to, you know, make it seem like you're more important than you are when you send somebody to pick your woman up. Mm. But it's also a good way, you know, you tell Kevin, be like, hey, listen, while you're dropping her off to pick up the son, just do me a favor and size up the dude and let me know, like, what he looks like. How big is he? Does he have any tattoos in scary places?
And why a used car? If he was really trying to impress this chick, he'd be like, take the nicest car on the lot, go pick her up.
Right, no, right.
He's driving like a 2000.
Who are you? Kevin. Or is Dave back at work? Dave's really important. You know, he sells 2006 Hondas. All right, this is Jerry. What's your story, Ming?
All right, so my old boss used to make me eat food in front of him.
He used to make you eat food in front of him?
Yeah, yeah, and it was real specific because he went on this diet. He was a heavy guy.
Okay.
And I think his doctor made him do it, or his wife, or something, or both of them. He had this thing where he still craved all this junk food.
Yeah.
And in order to kind of get over it or get, I don't know, it was almost like he was getting off on watching somebody else eat the food that he couldn't eat.
What?
It was super weird. And the first time, it really freaked me out. He's like, I came into his office, and he's like, eat this piece of cake. I'm like, screw you, man. What did you put in the cake?
What?
Like, I thought he was going to drug me or something. I don't know.
So he
was buddies, too, so he would f*** with me like that, you know?
So he literally just said, Jerry, come in here and eat this cake in front of me?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, no, dude, I don't want to eat the cake. Like, what are you doing to the cake? What'd you put in it?
I've actually heard of something like this. Because it's like...
Yeah, me too, but it usually involves masturbation.
No, but it's like someone... If you're on a diet and you're watching someone else eat the crap food you want to eat, it's almost satisfying to you where it makes you not want to eat it. So I've heard that, but I've never heard of actually anyone doing it.
I mean, I do that... Like with donuts, I get off on, not get off, I should say that.
Yay.
I can get by if I just smell the donuts in a box and then I'm like, that's a good, I don't need to eat any. But making somebody, so what did he do this with? How much food?
Oh, did this one on for months. Like we did like 3 or 4 months. And I didn't really mind at first because he was just buying me lunch every day.
Yeah.
You know, it was like whatever he wanted to, because like he couldn't stop himself from going through the drive-through or whatever, getting the delivery. But he just didn't want to eat the food. He wasn't allowed to. I got everything. I got pizza. I got Chick-fil-A.
Okay.
I got burger. I got everything.
Yeah. And so he ended up losing weight?
Yeah, but I ended up gaining all the weight. I put on like 15 pounds, and I had to go on a diet after this.
Nice. All right. This is Sarah. Hello, what's your story?
So, my boss used to make me run, like, errands and stuff for his side chick.
What?
What?
Oh, it was awful.
Like...
He would have me go and, like, pick up flowers, or, like, a entree, or, like, just gross.
No.
the absolute worst day was when he, I don't know, it must have been her birthday or something, and he sent me to a bakery, and it was the bakery his wife owned.
What?
And so I'm in there trying to buy a cake for this guy's, like, you know, piece of ass, and I'm trying to talk to his wife.
I'm confused. Why would he have you go into his wife's bakery to get a cake for his side chick?
Because he's a cheap motherfucker. You know, when I went in there, she would be like, oh, here, take the cake. Oh, or here, only pay, you know, $20 for a $60 cake.
I can.
That's amazing. Oh, God. Well, are you still doing this or...
Oh, no, I quit when he made me buy the vibrator.
No!
I believe this is Jonathan.
Dude, I was working at this auto shop a couple of years ago, and my boss, I knew there was something off with him, but I never really asked because, like, I don't like to dig into that stuff. But he comes up to me one day when I walk into work, first thing, right in the morning. He's like, hey, want to switch phones for the day?
What?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And, like, I'm just like, why are you trying to get in my phone? He's like, oh, dude, we can swap camera rolls.
What?
I'm like, nah, I'm all set.
Wait, why would he ask you that?
I don't know.
Wait, he just... Do you have, like, a hot girlfriend that he saw her? Maybe he thought you had naked pictures in there?
Or maybe he had a
there?
Crush on him.
Yeah, did you...
I was dating an employee's sister...
Uh-huh. Maybe he wants to see...
I mean, I still am, but...
Yeah.
That's not my concern, not his.
Or maybe he found you attractive and wanted to see your pics.
Right, that's what I'm thinking.
I don't know.
All right, let's talk to Sadie. Hello?
Hi.
What has your boss asked you to do?
He wanted me to meet him at a hotel room plenty of times so I could keep my hours at work.
What?
And he was a married man with two kids.
Mm-hmm. You should be flattered. That means you're a very attractive woman.
Shut up.
I did not like it one bit because he had told me he only gave me the job because I am pretty.
Really? That's what he said?
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's what he had told me after I had declined every single thing from him. A car, money, hotel room, everything.
Same.
Okay, that's highly illegal.
Oh, you're making good money?
I have no proof, so... No, he took all my hours away. He's like, you don't have to come in.
Oh.
I was like, seriously?
Did you report that to anybody?
I had tried to tell his partner, but him and his partner do the same exact thing. So, it didn't go
anywhere.
How long, from the time he hired you, how long did it take before he started, like, trying to get with you?
Right away, actually.
Wow.
So he hired me before the holidays, and then I had quit in February.
Trash.
He'll get his.
Oh, I hope so.
Karma's a bitch.
I've always had a small fantasy of having a boss, like, just want me sexually.
Oh, Jesus.
Why would you want that?
I don't know, because I'm weird.
Yeah, that's... twisted.
I'm weird too, but I'm not that weird.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.